Hey, Keek and Randall, congratulations. Another victory in Poland. Got to feel good, eh?
Yes. It's great to just be able to do different conditions, different tactics, and see that it's all there, all coming together.
Tough conditions in Poland. There has been, it's been the case the last few venues. How was the course out there today?
Given the challenges that the organizers have been faced with the last week, I would say the course was actually in pretty good shape today. Definitely much better looking than it was yesterday. The snow was definitely getting hard packed, which made it tricky to balance. But overall, the course was in great shape, and there was actually ample room to pass. So I thought it was actually a pretty good day.
It looked like you took a similar strategy today as before, where you're going out front and leading from the start, making sure that you're staying out of trouble. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, today was a very tactical race, and it was important to be. I felt it was important to be near the front, whether that was leading or in second. So I was fortunate to have good starts each time and be able to put myself in a good position right away. And you know, in the quarterfinal, I wanted to kind of ski a good hard lap and kind of see what was in the tank, and things were feeling good. And then the semifinal and final, I decided to kind of sit in the pack a little bit, but make sure I kept a good position.
No, that seems to be a smart tactic, and it's working for you. Really, really a great day for the U.S. team. I mean, you had five gals qualify. Andy was in there as well. That's got to feel good good for you, and seeing the team progress. And of course, Jessie had a tough break in the final, but she skied really smart and really well all day.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, we know it's not a full World Cup field here, but still, I think all the girls skied really well today. They had really solid qualifying rounds and then skied tactically well in the heats. And so it's really cool to see the depth growing and building. And man, just, you know, heart goes out to Andy today, because he was looking the best I've seen him all season and was in a good position and just unfortunately got caught up in something. So, yeah, spirits are high. You know, the team is functioning really well as a group, with, you know, staff and athletes included, so it feels good to have a solid day all around.
No, for sure. I agree with you on Andy. He looked, he skied really well all throughout, and a tough break in the final, but I guess his day is coming, and we'll wish him all the best there. So one of the things I was wondering is, any of the courses that you've skied on, I mean, based on what you know of Sochi, does anything come close to it?
It's hard to say. I mean, today certainly wasn't like Sochi. Last week there wasn't really any a big enough climb. Davos is just a two-lap course, so yeah, nothing quite like Sochi just yet.
Just yet, eh? So, and I guess Italy's the next sprint race before the big show.
Yes, Toblach.
And do you know if that course has any similarities?
It's got some hills in it, but the finish is quite different. There's a long downhill right before the final turn, so. But I mean, it should give a good indication of who's sharp, who's ready.
Yeah, of course. I mean, so far, you know, it's looking very much like the break you took after missing the Tour de Ski is looking good for you.
Yeah.
What's the plan now between now and Italy, the next World Cup?
Basically, we're just going into training camp next week. Just the team. So, putting the final touches on, and Eric, my coach, is coming over, and just nothing special. Just kind of fine-tune things and stay healthy, and then we'll be close to the venue, so we'll just show up right for the races.
Are you racing tomorrow?
Yes, that's the plan.
And is all the gals are also going to be out there?
I think so. Except for Sadie, she's still kind of working her way back from illness, but everyone else should be in there.
Very good. Well, Keegan, fabulous to see the team doing so well. And, of course, your sprinting is just, you know, a pleasure to watch. And congratulations again on another victory. And we'll wish you all the best tomorrow and the races ahead.
All right. Thanks a lot, Benjamin.
Take care. We'll talk soon.